Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where we break down the signals in AI and agentic systems shaping tomorrow's revenue machines. I'm your host, Tim Cortinovis, and yes, this is my AI cloned voice, but what's really taking center stage today isn't the voice delivering the message. It's the shift that's happening right now under our feet. Agentic systems are moving from AI assistants to full-blown autonomous orchestrators inside revenue operations. Let's level with where we are. For years, modern sales and RevOps leaders have been decked out in tools and occasionally rescued by top reps or managers patching the pipeline. That's changing fast. The hero model is giving way to a new governed autonomy where intelligent agents do more than suggest next steps or draft emails. They interpret your intent, make decisions, and execute multi-step work, sometimes end-to-end across the funnel. Why now? Because economic gravity has moved again. As buyers introduce their own purchasing agents, yep, actual agentic buyers, the old playbooks simply can't keep up. IDC just surfaced research confirming it. Sales processes are undergoing a fundamental redesign. No more waiting for demo requests or RFPs to arrive wrapped in human intent. Agentic buyers compress and completely resequence the journey. Think API-driven evaluation, automated proof packages, policy compliance, machines checking machines. The moment of truth is no longer about great persuasion or relationships. It's about machine verifiable proof. Is your ROI instrumentation credible? Your integration API ready? Your security posture transparent? So let's talk shifts. First, if you're on a RevOps or product-led team, your new superpower is machine-readable selling. Standardized value cases, automated compliance, product telemetry served not just to buyers, but to buyers' bots as a procurement artifact. Cycle times don't just shrink, they split. Fast lanes for pre-instrumented, agent-ready deals, slow lanes for anything bespoke or committee-led. If your organization is optimized for storytelling over operational proof, you'll suddenly feel invisible to those agentic evaluation layers. The next signal is the ROI lens. The market's moving from experimentation, let's pilot a chatbot, to hard, measurable operating leverage. As highlighted in this week's AI to ROI analysis, if you can't govern, audit, and attribute what your agents are doing, you can't scale. Pilots aren't enough, and side projects won't move the needle. What wins now? Decisions, not just enablement content. Building closed-loop agent systems that decide which accounts to pursue, what offers to pitch, when to escalate, and when to disqualify. This is where RevOps finally stops being a middleman and starts being the architect. And it pulls in finance because the constraint on deploying agents is measurement and accountability, not enthusiasm or shiny new logos. It gets bigger. Vendors are now selling agents as direct operating capacity. That means you're not just buying a tool, you're essentially buying a process locked into someone else's definition of qualification, routing, and outreach. If you don't design clear agent interfaces, guardrails for what they can do, what data they can access, how they log actions, you're at risk of hidden lock-in and downstream bottlenecks. Top-of-funnel automation is great, but if solution engineers and legal approvals can't keep up, you're just shifting the pain. And the governance wave is arriving. EY is moving at enterprise scale to build agentic AI into audit and compliance, showing us the first blueprint for how revenue-critical systems need to work. Immutable logs, segregation of duties, defensible decision logic, accountability isn't optional when money, contracts, and compliance are on the line. So what does this mean for your org chart, your workflows, your day-to-day? It means org charts tilt towards systems, ownership, pipeline orchestration, renewal automation, deal desk automation, real leaders for autonomous flows, not just role headcounts. SDRs evolve, fewer humans pushing sequences, more people supervising agents, handling exceptions, thinking strategically. AEs negotiate and multi-thread. RevOps codifies guardrails and logic, owning the system that moves revenue, not just the people. And here's the part everyone misses. Forecasting is no longer about CRM hygiene. It's about controllership. If you can't trace which agent triggered which action, on what data, under what policy, you're not forecasting. You're guessing. Let me spell out some warning signals. If all you're measuring is activity, more emails, more meetings, but can't connect it to cost per qualified pipeline or win rate, you're missing the point. If your agents don't have explicit guardrails, what they can decide, when they escalate, what data they access, you're automating chaos, not building autonomy. If RevOps is brought in later, you've lost the architecture war. And if your service handoffs are still tied to roles, not state of the buyer, you'll amplify failure, not fix it. Security and legal bottlenecking every deal? In the agentic era, that's not inevitable. It's a defect. If you haven't standardized your proof packages and compliance flows, your autonomy is upstream, but your blocking is downstream. Now, if I were a CRO this week, here's my challenge. Run a 30-day agent-controlled pipeline experiment in a narrow segment. Define exactly which steps are autonomous, say account prioritization, first touch sequence, meeting to opportunity qualification. Require immutable decision logs, human escalation thresholds, and outcome measurement, cost per qualified op, cycle time, win rate versus a control group. The point isn't to do more with AI, it's to learn rigorously and with guardrails where systems can truly own work and where humans must remain the ultimate control surface. The closing insight is this: agentic systems are not just an add-on layer, they're becoming the operating layer of modern revenue. As buyers automate, sellers must match with governed autonomy, not just AI on top of fragile workflows. The companies that redesign decision rights, data integrity, and control mechanisms, those are the companies that'll turn autonomy into predictable, defendable growth. Thanks for listening. If you found today's insights challenging or energizing, share this episode, subscribe, and let's push this conversation forward. I'm Tim Cortinovis. Innovate with autonomy, design for accountability, and build revenue systems that can out-decide as well as outsell. Until next time, keep rethinking what's possible.